Today I'm speaking about how the planets affect the zodiacs, or how the planets affect at large in general. When they affect the energies in a body which is made out of water, air, earth and fire, these planets, when they are sending the electromagnetic rays, affect the energies of our body, thus forming our attitudes and our perceptions. Now we come to Jupiter, a very, very benevolent planet, a planet of abundance. If you actually see the symbol of Jupiter, it shows the half circle representing both the intellectual and the emotional halves of the polarized soul, connected to but above the cross of matter. It's connected, but it's above the cross of the matter. This demonstration that the energies of the planet Jupiter are those where there is a useful and harmonious connection between the individualized soul and the material universe. The soul knows that abundance is its birthright, and Jupiter symbolizes this abundance. While the Saturn is anchored in the material world, Jupiter can be seen as a sky hook that connects us with what we want, using the knowledge that we are going to get what we desire because we should have it. Some people call that luck. It's not surprising that the word jovial is derived from Jove, the Roman word for Jupiter. But when lucky people act like they have all the answers, then bragging, exaggerated aspect of Jupiter rears its ugly head. See, everything you get in abundance, the positivity also, the negativity also. Now, Jupiter represents the tools used to aid growth in knowledge and understanding, while Mercury symbolizes piece by piece perception of individual facts, Jupiter represents assembling the broad picture. It is the forest to Mercury's trees. When Jupiter is tuned into the search for understanding of the human conditions, laws, religions and philosophies are produced, as well as the teaching and widespread dissemination of these subjects through publishing and broadcasting. The search for different approaches to life leads to foreign travel. Influenced by Jupiter's lucky, jovial, philosophical person may go overboard in his enjoyment of the finer things in life and the high life. It's no wonder that Jupiter is said to rule the liver as well as the blood veins and arteries. They carry life to the farthest reaches of our bodies and our hips and thighs, which help us to move around the earth. So what's the message from Jupiter? The purpose of life is to grow and expand in experience, knowledge and understanding. This is true for everything in this world and in all other worlds. What is the warning from Jupiter? Remember, it has been said that there were two messages over the entrance to the Oracle of Delphi in ancient Greece. Delphi is a place near ancient Greece. Know thyself and nothing in excess. It's a very, very strong message to all human beings. Know yourself and nothing in excess. So after Jupiter, after gaining all this knowledge and getting all this expansion and getting abundance, we come to the planet of Neptune. The sign of Pisces, whose symbol is the two fish roaming in each other. They are always flowing in the other direction, in opposite directions. The sign of the fish was used by the early Christians to mark places where secret religious services were held, and the sun Pisces and the planet Neptune are closely associated with the message of Jesus, which is ego denial, selfless love, sacrifice and faith in the unseen. I've just said message of Jesus because this is what was written on the Oracle of Delphi, but I would say this message actually comes from all our seers and our spiritual leaders. They advocate ego denial, they selfless love, sacrifice and faith in the unseen. Sometimes this inspiring ego denial for a higher cause becomes perverted by fear into self-destructive escapist tendencies like suicide, drug, alcohol addiction and defeatist attitude. The true home of the soul is not the material world. Science has yet to pinpoint how and where the mind, emotions and the body interconnect. See, the science can define a brain, but science can never define a mind. Science can define a body, but can it define emotions? And where do they all interact? Or where do they all interconnect? So the soul has its origins beyond the material world, and it is this concept that is represented by the planet Neptune. While Saturn represents what we normally think of as reality, Neptune represents the reality that is beyond our senses, what our spiritual leaders call heaven, the true home of the soul. The other world is beyond time and space. It is the world of intuition, mental telepathy, and extrasensory paths. Neptune was the god of oceans. When you put your foot in the sea, wherever you are in the world, you put your foot in the sea and you're connected with all oceans in the world, as well as to all the continents. Have you ever given it a thought? So when you're attuned to the subtle vibrations of the world represented by Neptune, you are connected to all there is, all there was, and all there will be. The unenlightened souls call this mysticism, they call it illusion and even delusion. Neptune rules those things and more so, oils, essences, gases, whales, including movies. So Albert Einstein proved the concept that all is one in his theory of relativity, where he discovered that all matter is essentially energy and can be converted into energy. It's difficult to use the energies of Neptune's in the material world, for it's beyond understanding. Neptune rules the feet, and if you learn about reflexology, you will learn about the science that there are points in the feet that are connected to all other parts of your body. By massaging those points, you can promote relaxation, personal health, and healing. So what's the message of Neptune? There is more to the reality of your being than meets your eye. The world of your dreams is as real as any other. But what's the warning? The warning is, if you put your faith in the world of your senses, you will always know a hunger that cannot be satisfied. As the ocean dissolves the beach beneath your feet, I would actually put it as the ocean dissolves the sand beneath your feet, I will show you that your fine castles and all inside them are made from sand if you do not manifest what you're meant to. Because I understand planets, I am endeavoring you to understand them so that you will be able to create your own prophecies by the use of your own free will.